This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Governor Cuomo refuses to resign as allegations rise. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
So far, five women, some former staffers, have now come forward and accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of inappropriate behavior and sexual harassment. Even though he flatly denies the accusations, Cuomo has appeared apologetic for some of the interactions that have been brought to light. The sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior is one of two major scandals that the New York governor is facing. The first scandal is related to his administration's dealing with COVID-19 reporting in nursing homes. State officials are now estimating that more than 15,000 residents of New York nursing and long-term care facilities were victims of COVID-19 because of Cuomo's regulations and management of the pandemic. The accusation, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that Cuomo's advisors altered the number on the report of nursing home cases and undercounted the COVID deaths. On Sunday, Cuomo responded to reporters that there was no way that he would step down. He said, "I was elected by the people of the state. I wasn't elected by politicians. I am not going to resign because of allegations." Two of the highest-ranking Democrats in New York are asking Governor Cuomo to consider resigning over the allegations. In a statement issued after Governor Cuomo's remarks, State Senate Majority Leader Andrew Stewart Cousins said that, "Every day there is another account that is drawing away from the business of government. We need to govern without daily distraction. For the good of the state, Governor Cuomo must resign." Also, Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie said that Cuomo should seriously consider whether he can effectively meet the needs of the people of New York. According to Fox News, a total of 37 lawmakers from the state assembly and Senate are calling for him to resign, and 10 are calling for his impeachment. No matter how you might feel about Governor Cuomo, remember to pray for the state of New York. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.